The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Very happy and honored to be invited to guest host the show. And I'll tell you what, there is a lot of news that we're going to get to, and Joe Biggs is going to come on in the coming segment to talk about the anti-Trump rally and what he saw in Oregon. We've got some videos for you as well. I'll tell you what, I was talking a little bit earlier about how I was in this Uber yesterday, and the driver was talking politics, and he was just, you know, I like to listen to what people really think that, you know, don't heavily research the information, but just kind of what they hear from friends or whatever. And he goes, yeah, I do like a lot of the stuff Trump says, but obviously he's a racist. And I said, look, I'm open to all possibilities. If you have information that proves he is a racist, give it to me. I'm not, okay, show it to me. You know, I'd like to see it. And I said, what specifically has he said that's racist? And again, I'm not even proclaiming to be a major Trump supporter or anything. I'm just saying, what information do you have? And he goes, well, everyone knows. It's clear. That's okay. But what line? Like, what did he do? What news article? What was it that showed he was such a racist, horrible person? He goes, well, he wants to keep illegal immigrants out. And I said, well, how is that racist? It's an illegal immigration issue. And he goes, well, he's racist because they're Mexican. So now it's racist to have not want illegal immigration. And I said, do you see how absurd that sounds? And he goes, no, those Mexican people are hard workers and they deserve to be here. So I guess it's actually racist now. It's funny because I'm not even trying to defend Trump. But I guess by that logic, it's racist. If I go down the street, let's say I go home and someone's breaking into my house, okay? And they're, like, destroying my door, like, running in, taking, looting all my stuff and putting it in the pickup truck. And I guess I should just not call the police because of that illegal activity, or it would be racist. To stop an illegal immigrant coming into the country is racist. Therefore, we cannot stop any illegal activities, or we could be labeled a racist. I guess it makes perfect sense. And I bring that up because, as Biggs is going to come on and talk about, when you talk to people on the street, and they say Donald Trump is racist, and they just spit fire, and they hate him, or whatever. They often can't talk about specific things. They just say, well, everyone knows that he's a horrible person, he's a racist, he's a bad person. And it's funny, because I actually like a lot of things about Bernie Sanders. I think, in many ways, you know, he's against the NSA spying. He's really so-called anti-establishment in many ways. And they think that I'm some, like, huge hater, like mega Trump fan or something, and I come up and just ask them, why is he racist? And they scream at me like I'm evil. Like, how dare you? You know he's racist. And it just goes to show how far we have fallen from the details. And, you know, another thing is how we've been sold an unattainable lie. It's another thing I want to talk about on the show today. And, you know, I was meeting with Alex earlier. We did a Facebook mentions, and he had the magazines from the grocery store checkout, like the tabloid magazines, and it had all these celebrities and the royalty and, you know, Prince Harry and his Kate or whatever, and how amazing they are. And the whole lie that we've been fed, where it's so unattainable, it shows the fitness models in the magazines. And I know people like this. They don't eat for like a week beforehand, and they work out for 2 hours and jog and cut all their salt or whatever, and they just look like, you know, amazing for a week. And then afterwards they come back and they actually eat real food and they're all bloated and like gross and vomiting. But when you see them in the fitness model shoot and when the Photoshop is hit, you know, and the lights are perfect in a $1 million studio, and it's like, you should look like this. You should be this person. You know, we're sold an unattainable lie. And if you flip a few pages next, it's an ad for weight loss or it's an ad for an antidepressant. Our society has been so locked out of the core issues and the details. that we just spew that everyone's racist. And unfortunately, buy the tabloid magazines. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some big news, actually, about Hillary Clinton having found gross negligence in handling her classified information. We'll be right back. This is Anthony Gucciardi on the Alex Jones Show, Sunday edition. Stay tuned.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're back. Just joining us, this is the Alex Jones Show, and I've got good news for you. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. We're going to hit some actual real news and real issues. None of the BS political correctness that you may be used to hearing. None of the micro news and the micro information that you also may be used to hearing. We're going to hit some real stuff. We're going to talk about real talk and just generally kind of get the pulse of what's actually going on in a way that is not full of propaganda and establishment political system. First of all, we're going to talk about maybe a little good bit of good news. Scientists discover the first ever safe way to send medication into the placenta. For the first time in history, scientists have found a way to safely send drugs into the placenta during pregnancy. This finding holds the possibility of one day being able to avoid premature births, I can't read today, and treat common complications that often occur during early pregnancy. So that is good news on the developments. Also, there's the massive fire going on in Canada. Monster Canadian fire threatens to double in size while more than 80,000 devastated residents are forced to evacuate. 80,000 people have left Fort McMurray, Alberta, where the fire has torched 1,600 homes and buildings. It's covering 249,571 acres. They say it might double. Very, very sad. Some of the residents are staying behind, according to AFP. Police were still working Saturday to evacuate residents left behind in the Canadian city, the epicenter of the country's ferocious wildfire, nearly a week into the disaster. But also, there are some reports that it is actually being under control. According to Reuters, Canada officials start to get a handle on largest wildfire. So hopefully they will actually get a handle on it, because if it doubles, that would be extremely dramatic, horrible, tragic. So here's some more news. Hillary Clinton, and this is just a representation to me of how far we've come in many wrong directions. We have should be the nominee, most likely, right? For the Democratic Party, the former FBI, a former FBI agent, and many others are saying that basically she's a criminal. Okay, and regardless if you even see a lover, it's an objective fact. So Hillary Clinton demonstrated, quote, gross negligence in handling classified information. Former FBI agent. It's from Reuters. Actually, it's from RT. Sorry, this is photos from Reuters. Clinton faces questioning over her handling of classified information and emails, as well as funds received by the Clinton Foundation while she was in high office. James Conway, former FBI agent and managing director of Global Intel Strategies, told RT. CBS News reported the Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton will be interviewed by the FBI in the near future regarding the messages sent and received on her private email server. So the former FBI agent says, I do know the protocols and standards the FBI follows when it comes to serious violations of the law. First of all, the FBI is an apolitical organization that has nothing to do with politics. Agents of the FBI in support employees of the FBI take an oath to uphold the law, and that's regardless of who may have committed violations of the law. So in other words, he's saying, hey, I'm not saying that I'm anti-Hillary Clinton. It's just an objective reality that she's being investigated, and they might actually have to do something about it. Decision time for FBI on Clinton. The Hill. FBI investigation swirling around Hillary Clinton's presidential run appears to have entered its final stages. Many of the former Secretary of State's top aides have been interviewed over the course of the last month, and Clinton herself is expected to answer investigators' questions about her use of a private email server in the coming days or weeks. Quote, this certainly sends the signal that they are nearing an end to their investigation, said Stephen Levin, former federal prosecutor. Think about the madness, man. We're living in a country where a potential president could be indicted, should, you know, could be in prison, is objectively being investigated as to whether or not she is a criminal. That is kind of how far we've gone down the rabbit hole. Truly. You know, meanwhile, I wanted to tie in with this. CDC, this is a bit older of an article, but that teen suicide attempts were on the rise. That the Thursday revealed that the number of attempted suicides among teenagers had increased from 6.3% to 7.8% from 2009-2011. Again, a bit older article. But it reminded me, we got into this a little bit, of the meeting I had with Alex earlier. I was talking to Alex. We were doing a Facebook mentions talking about the show today. And he had bought all these tabloids from the grocery store. That, you know, the ridiculous ones like Brad Pitt cheats on Angelina Jolie. Horrible marriage problems. You know, she weighs 90 pounds, that kind of stuff. And then they had the royalty on there. I'm sure we could show it on the mentions. And it's about a third way in. And then it had, you know, Angelina Jolie and the royalty, Prince Harry, how Kate stays fit, Princess Kate, all that kind of stuff. Just general making them icons. And they feature models and actors with perfect bodies, which is really just they starve themselves for a week or two. And don't have any water so that they're all ripped and stuff. And they get into the magazine shoot with the perfect lighting and their fake tans. And the Photoshop, you may have seen the before and after Photoshop of all these people. And we just are supposed to think they're icons. And if you flip through these magazines, they tell you, you don't look like this person. You know, you should, this is what's in right now. Look at all this overpriced stuff this person's wearing. Look at Kim Kardashian's butt. And I've always said we should care more about the future of this planet than Kim Kardashian's butt. But you're sold a lie. You're sold unattainable goals. If you're watching right now on Infowars.com/show, you can see the magazines that we're talking about. It's a sick system because they'll show these models. They'll show these celebrities how cool they are. Look at their mega mansions. Look how great they are. And it's funny because the next page you'll flip, and there's a weight loss ad. And it says, you know, do you not look your best? Try this, you know, lose 20 pounds in 4 days or whatever craziness. And then you keep flipping. It's an antidepressant ad. It's an ad for antidepressants in the magazine because they know it's so sad. The people reading these, and nothing even against you if you read it. I feel sorry. I don't like these magazines because they make you think if you don't look like that and you don't have that house and you're not that amazing celebrity, then you're nothing and you're worthless and you're scum. And you better get the weight loss pills and get the antidepressant drugs because you need to be like them. But it's a sick system. And today's Mother's Day, I want to acknowledge that, and I have an idea, and my belief is instead of making the celebrities the icons, and we have a love-hate relationship with celebrities in America, don't we? We hate them, and we hate them, and we love them, and we like to read all their little gossip and stuff. How about instead of worshiping celebrities like Kim Kardashian, we actually focus on giving credit to people like single mothers? People that raise their children from nothing, that are poor and broke and sacrifice themselves, which is the essence of humanity, to actually raising their kids or sacrifice themselves in some other way. How about the grandmother that lifts the truck off the little girl that's dying? I think they should be on the front of magazines like that. Of course, it, you know, wouldn't sell as much, but I think that the single mothers, the grandmothers that lift trucks off kids, the men and women that actually sacrifice themselves and are good people and really aren't famous for anything, that is who we should be making icons in our society. It shouldn't be 90-pound celebrities who had a cheating fling with their marriage or whatever. You know, that's the essence of humanity, is to actually build people up. Not talk about how just they're trash if they're not looking like these people. Just unattainable junk. And then sell them weight loss pills and antidepressants. You know, that doesn't work for me. I'm not into that system, and I don't buy into it. And that's why teen suicide rates are going up, because the teens think they're not cool, they're not attractive and trendy or whatever, because they're not looking like the people in these magazines. That's all I have to say about that. Now let's cover some more news. Let's talk about leader opposition party in Venezuela assassinated. Venezuelan politician German Mavare, leader of the opposition UNT party, died Friday after being shot in the head, an assassination that occurred in the western state of Lara, his organization said. The board of UNT expresses its deepest sorrow for the slaying of colleague German Mavare. We demand justice and an end to violence. So a little bit more craziness from around the world as we continue to see. It is a sad state of affairs, isn't it? We have someone running for president who very might well be or is a criminal. We have people being assassinated. But at the end of the day, we are basically fighting the very system that says everything is just okay. Go to sleep. We'll be right back. Alex Jones Show with Joe Biggs.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors, not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They're intentionally leaving the borders open in Europe, bringing in mass refugees. Among them are going to be jihadists who are setting up a future Tet offensive, Tet-style offensive in Europe. And the same thing's being done to this country.
On her way to work one morning, down the path along the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor, half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh, well, she cried, I'll take you in, and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, oh, tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. Now she clutched him to her bosom. You're so beautiful, she cried. But if I hadn't brought you in, by now you might have died. She stroked his pretty skin, and then she kissed and held him tight. But instead of saying thank you, that snake gave her a vicious bite. I saved you, cried the woman. And you've bit me. Heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
That's right. It is the Alex Jones Show, and I'm Anthony Gucciardi, and I'm joined right now by Joe Biggs. The reason he's going to come in and talk is, number one, he's got back from an Oregon anti-Trump rally. And to me, the biggest thing about all these anti-Trump rallies is the ridiculousness and the lack of details and the lack of actual discussion. It just turns into destroying cop cars, screaming slurs at people, screaming curse words, saying you're a bad person, you're a racist, you're a horrible human being. And I've talked to a lot of people that are rabidly anti-Trump. And again, not even proclaiming myself to be a Trump supporter or, you know, I never even told them I liked him at all, right? So for all they know or for all everyone knows, I could completely dislike him. But I would say, how is he racist? And they just say, I don't know, it's just, shut up, F you, racist. You know, Biggs, tell us about what you saw up there. And I guess we're going to play some video over it as well.
Yeah, so we went out to Eugene, Oregon Friday. Flew out that morning, got there probably around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There were already thousands of people waiting. There was guys that got there at 6:30 in the morning to go see Donald Trump speak at this rally. And there was a counter-protest that had been planned. They didn't arrive until around 5 o'clock. But before that, for 2 hours, I had the ability to sit here in line and talk to these people, really well-educated people who just wanted to go out there. And the ones that got there early kind of didn't have to go through the hardships of the people that got there after 5 o'clock, because these anti-Trump protesters barricaded themselves in this area to where when you walked into this event, into this gated area, you had to go through them. You had to go through the slurs, being cussed at, screamed at, called a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, the spitting, the yelling. Children were being hugged by their mothers as they were going through these crowds of people just yelling and flipping out. And it's really surreal. I mean, it's crazy to see that, because they're sitting here calling for this world where there's peace and love and there's no hate, but there's some of the most vile, hateful people you'll ever encounter in your life. It's completely and totally ridiculous to see that. To see one say that, you know, love trumps all, or they have all these different signs that go against completely the way that they're acting. You know, there's one guy that says, I'm here today to ask these pro-Trump guys, you know, these people, why they're voting for him. And I want to, you know, get involved in the conversation and find out why they would vote for him. And I said, so you're going to be willing to be calm. You're not going to act a fool, and you're going to have an actual discussion with someone. He goes, yes, that's what I'm here for. I don't want to act crazy. 2 minutes goes by. This guy is at the fence screaming and yelling and shaking the fence. You know, F you, you're a racist. And then another guy runs up beside him, pulls his pants down, and is like exposing himself, you know, mooning everybody in here. There's kids walking by, and they're trying to go, and the cops are just kind of like, they're walking around filming as well, you know, this insanity that's going on. And, you know, they hate borders. But meanwhile, they were using, like, they were building this human wall to stop people from going to see someone. And it was so ironic to see this whole thing unfold. They're locking, they're building a wall to not allow people to go do something. And yet they're fighting to not have any walls and to allow everyone to go be free and, you know, talk about whatever. It's just completely and totally ridiculous.
Do they not realize that they're making everyone that's actually anti-Trump look terrible?
Oh, and you're making these people that love Trump even you stand even taller. I mean, these guys were walking through that, coming out with their heads even higher, like just ready, you know. And I'm sitting out here, and these guys are like, those guys are going to come out here, and they're going to attack us. And I'm sitting here like, not one person's thinking about that. I was like, if you guys left or whatever, if you were willing to have an intelligent conversation and not bother anyone, no one would care. But by the end of the night, they had blocked the entrances and exits to this convention center, not allowing vehicles to leave. What's going to happen when you're sitting there with your family and you're trying to get out of there and these crazy people are sitting here blocking off these areas and you can't get out? They had to scramble, find another an entrance, unlock it, get the keys, find the person, and then allow vehicles to go through the other way. You know, these guys are standing outside screaming, Viva La Raza, you know, and stop, you know, white supremacy, stop the white hatred. But they're sitting here, you know, protesting and promoting this La Raza, which means the race or the Mexican KKK. I saw not one American flag being waved by any of the Hispanics there. And they were sitting there saying, screw America, we want Aztlan, this is our country, you know, this used to be our land. Well, sorry, I guess you don't know anything about history, because when you lose a war, that land becomes the winners. And
you know,
if they wanted that to be their land, they should learn how to fight a little bit better.
It's not even about Trump. I mean, these people are just mad. They just hate. They're full, like, they're, it's funny because they're like, oh, love Trump's hate, and then they're spewing hatred, screaming at people, saying they're racist, mooning them, destroying cop cars, blowing things up.
There were cars driving up and down the road, and they had people on both sides, and as the cars walked by, they were, like, shaking and spitting and yelling at them, F you, you racist, you know, SOB, blah, blah, blah. And there's little kids, like, you strap in their car seats, and they're just kind of, like, looking out the window, like, what the, you know, what the hell's going on?
Well, the truth is, they're just hate-filled people, and they're just using Trump as an excuse to funnel their hatred into, I think. I think it's not even political, because you talk to the people that are totally radicalized. It's not everyone that's anti-Trump. Obviously, there's a lot of people that are anti-Trump, including listeners of this show, and I get it. But I'm talking about the crazed people, the hateful, crazed people that we're talking about. I think Trump is just a scapegoat. They're just full of hatred, and they're going to spew their garbage anyway. And you talk politics with them. Forget politics. Talk logic. You talk real life with them. Those people can't even figure it out. They can't even talk back. They just spew curse words at you when you talk about anything.
The people that organized that counter-protest, the anti-Trump people, were all La Raza. They all had La Raza stuff. They all had Mexican flags. And when
by the way, can you break down what La Raza is for people that don't know?
It is the basically like the Mexican KKK, like Alex calls them. La Raza means the race. So it's a one-race agenda, kind of like how the KKK wants everyone to be white. You know, this white, you know, blue-eyed.
Yeah. They're friendly, and some of the extreme versions of the group say to kill all the white males above 16 years old and basically, you know, I guess kill the women, too. So very friendly stuff. You know, a lot of really, really good things to make the anti-Trump
protesters
look
thrive.
Really, really good. Anyway, be right back with Joe Biggs. A lot more. This is The Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi.
same force. It's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Du joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brain Force did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brain Force right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it. Find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brain Force. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brain Force, and came in.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Right, it's the Alex Jones Show. Anthony Gucciardi with Joe Biggs. Kick in for some metal. Bad to the bone metal. Speed metal. Megadeth, actually an amazing band. Big fan myself. So listen, we're going to talk about Uber and Lyft leaving Austin. We're going to talk about no Muslims on German soil. Quote, thousands of right-wing extremists rally outside Berlin train station against city's influx of refugees. Some more about what Big saw at the anti-Trump rally. Army shrinks the smallest level since before World War II. I want to get Joe's take on that. But first, it is actually my failure to only mention this a couple times already, is that the storable food sale, the unprecedented storable food sale, InfoWarsStore.com, 30 to 40% off all of the storable food and 10% off all preparedness items, InfoWarsStore.com, has to end tonight at midnight. All right. Alex was talking about ending it before, and we extended it. We were on the phone with the manufacturer. They're not exactly happy about it, and I talked to him before the show. It has to end tonight at midnight. So that was already discounted storable food, stuff that I use and I have. It is 30 to 40% off now, and it will end tonight at midnight. So the sale will officially be over, and we're not going to be able to run it for a very long time. Alex is unable to run this, obviously, because, number one, it's basically a loss leader. Number two, the manufacturer gets upset, and we're supposed to run it for like a day or something. And number three, it's about time, okay? It's about time to get prepared now, and we can't continue to give 30, 40% off. So there it is, storable food and 10% off preparedness items. But the storable food is ending tonight, 12 a.m. Discount is over. InfoWarsStore.com. Shelf life of like 25 years, the real deal. Now, Joe Biggs, let's talk about a couple things. So I do want to get your take on Army shrinks to smallest level since before World War II. But first, so Uber and Lyft have left Austin as of 5 a.m. Monday.
Okay? Yeah.
They put $8.6 million into a campaign to keep fingerprinting on their end. And they essentially, Proposition 1, wanted Uber to pay the city to run background checks and do training for its drivers under the guise of safety. A lot of people said it's like total BS and basically that Uber is being kind of shaken through the coals and that the city wants more money and they want to charge fees to Uber and they want to take a little bit of their cut. And you offered some interesting perspective. I must say it is a conspiracy theory, but it's interesting perspective. Tell me what you were telling me.
Well, so, you know, not only are there tons of people losing jobs, you know, this is a great starter job when you move to a new city. Anytime I use Lyft daily almost. It's going to be a huge crush on my transportation because you can't find parking downtown, all that stuff. It just makes more sense to use Lyft or Uber or whatever. But what's going on is now they have to leave because of the fact that they don't want to pay the city.
And they don't want to set a precedent because other cities will do the same thing.
Yeah.
And this might happen, by the way, all throughout the United States.
It's already happened in Midland.
They're lobbying all the city council people.
It's happened in a couple other little cities throughout Texas as well. But this is going to be the largest hit on them. And like you said, the city wants money because here's the thing. Here's the kicker. Since Uber and Lyft have been in Austin, the DUIs have gone down about 20%. So we have roughly now a little over 2 million people. When I moved here 2 years ago, there was about 800,000. We're at 2 million now, 2 years later. Ridiculous. That's about 30 DUIs a day or something like that, at $8,000 to $10,000 per case that the city is not getting because of Uber and Lyft, these ride-sharing apps that really help people out. It cuts down that whole thing. Now, by taking this away and forcing these guys pretty much out with this Prop 1, now you're going to have people forced with, are they going to drink and drive? Are they going to take that chance now? Or are they just not going to go out? Is it going to hurt the economy? I mean,
people are going to drink and drive.
People are going to drink and drive, but it's going to happen more, though, now.
Yeah.
Because, you know, for me, like, when I go out, I like to go out and drink some beers. I take a Lyft or an Uber. It's 10 times harder to get a cab. Now you've got to plan things out a lot further. You got to do a lot of stuff. And a lot of people out there are pretty lazy. They're not going to do it. They're going to take that risk and go, I haven't had,
true,
you know, many. I'm going to drive anyways. And the next thing you know, their DUIs are going back up. They're making money. The police departments, at the end of the day, the governments, this is an institution to make money off of you. They say they want to cut down on DUI, drinking and driving. They want you to wear your seatbelts. They want to do all this stuff and act like they're here to help. But at the end of the day, they're making money. They're trying to generate revenue to stay afloat so they can get more cool toys and tanks, MRAPs, all that stuff. It's ridiculous. It's corruption. I mean, and it's just, I just find it disgusting to see that this is happening and the fact that this would be introduced and, you know.
Well, it's weird, right? Because on one side, you're like, wow, we are just kind of feeding into this corporation of Uber and Lyft. Like, oh, poor Uber and Lyft, these billion-dollar companies, they're pushing out. But at the same time, if the city is really concerned about these scary Uber drivers without background checks, isn't there more public safety concern about people drunk driving and dying and killing other people that are innocent? And I mean, the goal should not to be getting people with DUIs, obviously. You know what I mean? I see your point. It's interesting. I think regardless, even though it is Uber and it is kind of weird to be like, oh, this poor corporation, I think it's indisputable. It's a safety issue that more people, period. You know, the people I see downtown, they're going to drive drunk. They don't care. And you know what's going to happen? People are going to go out because they don't read the news. They don't know anything, a lot of people, unfortunately. And they're going to get on Uber, and it's going to be 2 a.m. They're drunk. All right, next Friday or whatever. And it's going to be like, no, sorry, we don't do Austin anymore. They're going to be like, what? What? You know, they don't have plans. They're not thinking about, oh, I read in the paper today that Lyft, you know, they're going to find that out later. And then they're going to get in their car and they're going to drive. And it's going to be bad. And if Uber's smart and they have some good PR people, they'll highlight every single incident of that. And that, I think, will make the city safe.
I mean, I don't feel bad for Uber or anything like that. But, I mean, here's the thing. If I created Uber, I have the right to be successful and make tons of money if it's working. But it's not you know, poor Uber. I think it's poor.
No, I wasn't saying you're saying that. Yeah. It's just there were people, like, protesting and stuff, like, Uber. Like, oh, my God, Uber's just, you know, being destroyed. Just such a martyr, you know.
Yeah.
It's really,
I mean, I just feel bad for the people that need it. A lot of my buddies don't have cars in Austin. Because they live downtown.
You Uber all the time.
Yeah, I mean, and it makes it easier for the transportation. It's like waiting on a bus that can take a long time, mm-hmm. you know, to learn the schedules. I mean, all you got to do is hop on your phone, boom, I want it.
It's the easiest thing ever. And if other cities do this, it's going to be pretty much detrimental for going downtown and drinking or whatever. Now, shifting gears, Army shrinks the smallest level since before World War II. The Army's latest headcount shows that nearly 2,600 soldiers departed active service in March without being replaced, an action that plunges manning to its lowest level since before World War II. During the past years, the size of the active force has been reduced by 16,548 soldiers, the rough equivalent of 3 brigades. Now, end strength for March was 479,172, which is 154 fewer troops than were on active duty when the Army halted the post-Cold War drawdown in 1999. What do you think about that? Someone who's been in
the despicable thing about the whole thing is it's not people getting out like they were, you know, getting out of the Army already. And, you know, their time was up. A lot of these people were actually serving in combat in Afghanistan and were literally handed slips like officers saying, hey, you're still going to be deployed. But when you get back, you're not going to have a job. All right. Enjoy the rest of your 6 months here in Afghanistan. Thanks for fighting for America. That's how they're dealing with it. That's one of the horrible things about it. You know, and everyone's like, you know, our military is so big, you know, and Trump keeps going, we're going to make it bigger, better, stronger. You know what? We live in a world where there's bad people. And there's a lot of people out there, superpowers that have nuclear capabilities that hate us, that hate our freedoms, hate what we stand for, what we represent, hate the fact that some of them feel like they've been betrayed or screwed over with some of these faulty wars. I mean, at the end of the day, guess what? We need to have a strong military. Doesn't mean that we need to have tanks running up and down or anything like that, but we should have good numbers in case someone flexes. We can do something.
Right.
You know, and people should be able to want to join right now. If they want to serve their country, that's fine.
It's true. And, Joe, I forgot, we're going to give out the phone number. Take your calls on the myriad of issues we've been talking about. It's 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Call in. Next segment, we're going to take your calls, so hurry up. 877-789-2539. Hear your thoughts on all the issues we're talking about. Be back next segment with Biggs, and we'll answer your calls. Anthony Gucciardi, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back. We're taking your calls at 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Call board is pretty much lit up right now, but we have a couple spots if you want to talk about any of the issues we're talking about today. From Army shrinks the smallest level since before World War II, the story I talked about earlier, which is, I think, the most important of the day, court orders man to forfeit nearly $20,000 despite no criminal charges and prosecutors attempted to dismiss case. They found $20,000 in his laptop bag. No drugs, nothing. He didn't do anything wrong, but the dog barked. So that was enough for them to seize all his money. And it turns out, in Arkansas, between 2000 and 2014, law enforcement seized more than $80 million in cash and over 9,500 vehicles. So, yeah, pretty insane. If you didn't catch that in the beginning. Also about the FBI and Clinton, basically FBI saying we might be able to move, might be ready to move and make a final judgment, and former FBI agent saying that Hillary Clinton did demonstrate gross negligence in handling the servers. So that's just some of the news we've been talking about. Austin banning, or rather Lyft leaving Austin. Man accused of putting mouse poison on food arranged. What a mentally deranged person. 29-year-old Ann Arbor man suspected of spraying food with rodent poison mixture at Ann Arbor area grocery store was arraigned Thursday in a district court. Authorities brought charges against him. He was faces four felony counts of poisoning food or water, carrying potential penalties as much as $15,000 each and 20 years in prison. I could think of a few companies that could probably face those charges as well, and most likely should as well, for destroying the food and water supply.
Does it rhyme with Monsanto?
There's quite a few, you know, and surprised they pay any tax. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and pick some of these callers here in a moment. Some more are just coming in. Let's go ahead and talk to Jimmy in Michigan, who wants to talk about the military. What's on your mind, Jimmy? Jimmy, you there?
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
How's it going? So what do you want to talk about the military today? And if you wouldn't mind muting your phone so it's not on speaker.
No, I'm not on speakerphone, I don't think.
All right, what's on your mind, my friend? Yeah, all right, Jimmy, sorry. We're going to have to drop you, though, just because the phone connection's bad, and I don't want the audience to have to listen to that noise in the background. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Charles in Georgia. He wants to talk about Donald Trump. No one ever talks about Donald Trump. So I'll tell you what, Charles, I want to hear something original about Donald Trump today. What you got for me?
Oh, you're going to definitely hear some original because I'm another black supporter that supports Donald Trump. And I'm tired of people in the South or people in general calling Donald Trump a racist. And he's not a racist. Donald Trump has done more for the black community and for minority communities than anybody in the Democratic Party right there. That's real talk right there.
And hey, I like the real talk. Up,
you can see all the charities that he's donated money to and everything, and you can see where he's donated to minority groups in New York City. And by the way, New York City is the most liberal, is one of the most liberal states in America. There is no way, if Donald Trump was a racist, there is no way he could make it as a billionaire in one of the most liberal states in America. But with that said, I got a documentary film that I'd like to share with you guys at InfoWars. You can go on over to YouTube and check out The Nation of Truth. And we got a film called Black Origins Untold. And we got a film that talks about the hip-hop community being infiltrated by the Illuminati to poison the mind of black people. We also have where they're stealing where the Illuminati is stealing from black culture and misusing it for their own occultic philosophy and everything. And big ups to Donald Trump, President Trump, excuse me, because he's going to be president soon. Thank God for that. And
yeah, he will be.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you, Charles. Hey, you answered my wish. It wasn't an original call. It wasn't just a standard talk on Trump. It's interesting to me, as I've said about 5 billion times, I'm not even sitting here saying I'm a Trump supporter. But it's interesting to me, Charles, I like that you said this is real talk, because number one, when I talk to people and they say, well, Donald Trump is racist, and you're a racist if you even say anything about it. Well, number one, I would say, you know, give me a specific example. I can't do it. They just spew hatred, and it sounds like you're actually a reasonable guy, can speak well and say, hey, man, you know, I'm from Philadelphia also, so I get when you say it's a liberal city. I've been in New York a million times, New York City. And Philadelphia is extremely liberal. New York City is extremely liberal to the point where you're told in Philadelphia when you're looking for a job, well, just make sure you're registered Democrat.
Yeah.
They're not going to like you if you're not.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, obviously,
I mean,
there's a lot to discuss there instead of just screaming that he's racist.
The elite, the mainstream media, they're all scared of this guy completely and totally because they know he's not going to take a lot of this BS. He's not going to put up with their crap. And that's why they keep pushing these campaigns to promote the fact that he's a racist. And they try to make you think that the only real candidate that you have to choose from right now is Hillary Clinton. But if you look at her numbers now compared to 2012 when she ran that first time, they're way lower. way lower now. Her ratings, her votes, all that stuff, way lower. And now you take this nominee, this Donald Trump, and you look at him. He has the most turnout out of any GOP nominee ever, smashing every person's record thus far in an election cycle. But they keep telling you when you turn on TV every time, he's going to destroy America, he's a racist, he's a bigot, blah, 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 blah. You know, this guy's going to, you know, no, they're scared and they're saying that because they know they're going to get shut down. These elites know they're going to have nowhere to go. And he's going to start pulling a lot of this stuff away from the political side and make these guys get out of there. And they're scared and they're trying to do everything. They're dumping all this money to throw him out. And it's not working because the people have, it's finally in 2016, people have seen through this whole BS, the fact that these guys are literally picking these candidates for him. And America's finally seeing behind the curtain. Because it took one man complaining about the election process for it to finally be explained, for people to finally see what it takes to get out there and what it means, what their vote means, what it doesn't mean, the whole election process with the delegates and all that. It's an interesting thing that's happening.
It is. You know, I got to tell you, I don't know Donald Trump's true intentions. Okay? Either do you.
Nope.
I don't know.
Shaking it up,
he
though.
Could get in and be the worst president in human history. But I will tell you one thing. The support for Donald Trump is representative of a true hatred and a true disillusion and a true isolation from the political establishment. And that is the most riveting and powerful point. And I think the establishment is not only afraid of Donald Trump, they're afraid of anything they can't control. If you look, they're doing a lot of the same things to Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
They're just afraid, man. They know they can control Hillary Clinton. They know that they basically, you know, Hillary is 100% establishment. They know that they could have done the same with someone like Marco Rubio. But they're afraid of the outlier. They're afraid of the wild cards. And not even that the wild cards may be the best thing in the world. But God, they represent something that the population is completely done with the establishment. And that is the most scary thing in the world.
Well, it's like it worked against Ron Paul. It worked against Rand Paul. They were able to sideline these guys and get them out of there because they know that these guys would come in, shake Washington up, and kick a lot of these people to the curb. You know, and for some reason, everything that they did to those two guys – they tried to do it to Trump, didn't work, and there's more and more people coming up.
First they laugh and say, this is a joke, it'll never happen, and then make, oh, it'll never actually, he'll never be the nominee, and then they attack. Anyway, let's go to some more calls here. Why don't we go to John in Oklahoma, who also wants to talk about military and ask Joe Biggs question. John, what's on your mind?
Yes, good evening. Thank you for taking my call. I just want to
ask
Joe.
Thank you for calling in.
There's a few, he knows what a sheepdog is. There's a few guys out here that possess the techniques and the qualification to go ahead and defeat IEDs. Do you think we're going to see in our communities we're going to have to deploy our personal dogs to do that task?
I mean, it's a possibility. I mean, they just found an IED under a bridge in a town,
that's
believe,
what
called
I'm
in Rosebud, Rosebud, Texas, right outside of I can't think of the name of the city right now. But yeah, there was an IED found out there, and you know, we already know the borders are open. We know that ISIS has got a guy down there who's been training in Annapolis. You know, it's only a matter of time before those tactics that we saw in Iraq on convoys, that we saw in Afghanistan, are eventually going to come across the borders, our poorest border, and be used against us on you know, roadways and things like that. And it's going to be hard at first because we don't have a police force that's used to dealing with that kind of you know, problem. You know, and then that's what's going to be the scary thing is, are we going to have the time and the resources to train the police to defeat IEDs, or then are they going to bring in military EOD teams to take over and have convoys doing route clearance up and down major interstates and things like that? So it's definitely going to be an interesting future.
It is a scary thought. All right. Well, Alex will be back tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And remember, InfoWarsStore.com, the storable food sale, 30 to 40% off, is ending tonight at midnight. Check it out, InfoWarsStore.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.